His ship capsizes. Antigonus is killed in the world's most famous stage direction, exit pursued by a bear. The local rogue, Autolycus, notices everything but does nothing, other than pick a pocket or two, as Perdita is found by a poor shepherd and his dim-witted son, Clown. They take pity on the baby and bring her up as their own. The time, 16 years later. Prince Florizel, son of Polixenes, has fallen in love with Perdita. He believes she is a shepherd's daughter. The scene is set at a joyful party, the sheep-shearing festival where our shepherd and his son, the clown, are rich, thanks to the money they found wrapped up with Perdita. Florizel is pretending to be an ordinary guy, not a rich prince. Impulsively, he offers to marry Perdita and asks two older strangers to bear witness. The strangers turn out to be his father Polixenes and Camillo in disguise. While Perdita and Florizel declare their love, the rogue Autolycus is busy stealing everyone's money and lying and entertaining his way through the feast. He is Shakespeare's most lovable villain, witty, mercurial, and uncrushable, and the unlikely means to a happy ending. As the clown is busy entertaining his lady friends, mops